You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
On our editor's pick of the day today, we bring to you a Money Control exclusive. Swaraj Bagonkar, who tweets at SwarajSB, brings to us an exclusive chat with Siddharth Lal, director and CEO of Eicher Motors, whose flagship brand Royal Enfield, Lal, is credited to have turned into a global brand with their increased presence internationally, including in South America. In this chat, Lal spoke about how certain new norms that'll be in place soon could turn small bikes nearly as expensive as the big ones. What these norms are and what the prices are going to look like are the central topics we will be discussing today. Buckle up, it's going to be, well, a smooth ride. Bumpy if you're planning on buying a bike in the near future. But there is good reason to why you must pay more. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Editors, pick of the day. Small bikes to cost as much as big ones, thanks to ABS and BS6. A Money Control exclusive.
Commuter bikes could cost as much as premium bikes after new regulatory and emission norms start getting implemented from next year, a top executive of a motorcycle manufacturer, that is Siddharth Lal of Eicher Motors, told Money Control. Onset of the anti-lock braking system, that is ABS, regulation next year, that is for all existing 125cc and above models, onboard diagnostics, that is OBD, raw material pricing pressure, and Bharat Stage 6 implementation in 2020 would push costs of 150 to 180cc bikes closer to that of 350cc bikes. Siddharth Lal told Money Control, and I quote, "There may be some movement from smaller bikes to bigger bikes because the delta rupee cost, that is the increase or change, will be the same for everybody by and large when ABS next year and BS6 the year after will make the 150cc bike almost the same cost as the 350cc bike." Research and rating agency ICRA has predicted a jump of as much as 20% in costs of two-wheelers just because of the implementation of BS6 norms. To ensure that they are compliant with the norms, two-wheeler makers would need to come up with a completely new layout for fuel injection, air parts and after-treatment of the vehicle. The installation of next-generation OBDs or onboard diagnostics will only add to the rise in prices of two-wheelers. Honda's recently launched 163cc four-stroke bike X-Blade costs 80,000 rupees, while the 180cc Pulsar costs 83,500 rupees, all ex-showroom prices Delhi. A 20% hike in the price of the model would put it closer to 1 lakh rupees, which would put it in the same range as the base version of the Royal Enfield Bullet, which costs 1.09 lakh rupees. Delhi-based Eicher Motors controls Royal Enfield, which is the largest niche bike maker in the country and has models like Classic, Himalayan, Continental GT, Bullet and Thunderbird in its stable. Although Royal Enfield is putting everything behind its expansion plan, which involves the addition of 350,000 units in new capacity next year, it is expecting demand to soften a bit after BS6 norms come into play in April 2020. Lal said to Money Control, and I quote, "Sure, the loss of demand will be there, but when we are betting on expanding the market, we will continue to grow. Our distribution has been growing rapidly," he said. According to data shared by the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, that is SIAM, sales of 150cc to 200cc bikes rose 43% year-on-year to 8.45 lakh units. There are more than 20 models in this segment, including their variants, from companies like Bajaj Auto, KTM, TVS Motor Company, Suzuki and Honda. Other players like Honda Motorcycle and Scooter India, that is HMSI, the country's second largest two-wheeler manufacturer, is against adding new capacity before 2020, despite operating its existing plants at an average utilization of over 95%. Minoru Kato, president and CEO of Hero Motors, told Money Control, and I quote, "We expect overall two-wheeler volumes of the industry to go down post the implementation of BS6. There will be a price increase because of the mandatory implementation of ABS technology from April 1st, 2019 and because of BS6 from April 2020. Unquote. There are a few terms and norms we need to understand here. First, what are these Bharat Stage 6 norms? At par with its European counterpart Euro 6, under the BS6, standard fuel, petrol and diesel are at the same level of emissions. Apart from this, while BS4 compliant fuels, which are currently being used in the country, has 50 parts per million, that is 50 ppm sulfur, BS6 emits a low 10 ppm. The move is being welcomed by the Supreme Court-appointed Environment Pollution Control Authority, that is EPCA, that had earlier in April this year recommended to the Supreme Court that only BS6 emission standards compliant vehicles should be allowed to be sold from April 1st, 2020. Usman Naseem, who is a researcher at the Center for Science and Environment and is a member of the EPCA, told, and I quote, "This is a welcome move as after the Petroleum Ministry, the Ministry of Road Transport has taken a wise step," unquote. With this emission norm coming into effect, India will come at par with the US and other European countries and other advanced automotive markets across the globe. India, like I said earlier, is currently following BS4 norms. So why the jump from BS4 to BS6? Why did BS5 not happen? Because, well, we are that polluted. It's not a stat that you will read on your patriotism groups on WhatsApp because, for one, it is factual, and for another, it is mortifying. In some places in Delhi, the levels of fine particles that cause the most lung damage, called PM2.5, routinely exceed 1,000 in winter, in part because small trash and other fires are so common, according to scientists. In Beijing, PM2.5 levels that exceed 500 make international headlines. Here, in Delhi, levels twice that high are largely ignored. Delhi is quietly suffering from a dire pediatric respiratory crisis, with a recent study showing that nearly half of the city's 4.4 million school children have irreversible lung damage from the poisonous air. Sharad Guttikonda, one of the country's top pollution researchers, moved to Goa recently to protect his two young children. He was unequivocal when he said, "If you have the option to live elsewhere, you should not raise children in Delhi." Sharath was speaking to Gardiner Harris, who was a South Asia correspondent for the New York Times, who wrote an impassioned piece about what living in Delhi did to his young son's respiratory health. I highly recommend that you read it. And it's not just Delhi, though. 14 of the most polluted cities in the world are in India, according to 2018 statistics. You would think they would be the big cities, but they're not. Gwalior, Allahabad, Raipur, Kanpur, Ludhiana are among the names you will find there. Why should we care about air quality, you ask? Well, because A, it's basic, and B, research suggests that reduced lung capacity in adults is a highly accurate predictor of early death and disability, perhaps even more so than elevated blood pressure or cholesterol. Vehicular emission is also a major contributor to the worsening air quality of Indian cities. Emission of NOx, sulfur dioxide, carbon dioxide, and particulate matter is taking a toll on people's health. In October 2016, India signed the Conference of Protocol, also known as the Paris Climate Agreement. Famously, Donald Trump moved the US out of the Paris Climate Agreement, just like he did with the United Nations Human Rights Council. But that is not what we are talking about. We are talking about Paris Climate Agreement and India. Being a signatory to this agreement, India is obligated to bring down the carbon footprint by 33-55% from the levels recorded in 2005 in the next 12 years. This has warranted the need for a stricter norm that could reduce the emissions considerably and put India on track to meet the Paris Agreement goals. Ideally, BS5 would have been rolled out by 2021 and BS6 in 2024, but the leapfrog from 4 to 6 has been necessitated because of the carbon footprint obligations. So what are the benefits of BS6 over BS4? Number one, nitrogen oxide emission will come down by approximately 25% for the petrol engine and 68% for the diesel engines. Number two, the PM emission will see a substantial decrease of 80% in diesel engines. Number three, onboard diagnostics will become mandatory for every vehicle and it will help monitor the pollution caused by the vehicle in real time. Number four, RDE, which is real driving emission, will be introduced for the first time. That will measure the emission in real-world conditions and not just under test conditions. And number five, Bharat Stage 6 norms will also change the way particulate matter is measured. It will now be measured by number standard instead of mass standard, thereby regulating the fine particulate matter as well. Earlier, you also heard me mention something called ABS. That stands for Anti-Lock Braking System. This has been the norm for new models that have been out since the 1st of April 2018 and for the existing models from April 1, 2019. The proposed norms mandate CBS or combined brake system in two-wheelers below 125cc and ABS, that is anti-lock braking system, in vehicles above 125cc. This new regulation is likely to have some price implications for buyers as well. Estimates suggest that an ABS unit may make a bike more expensive by about 10,000 to 15,000 rupees, while a CBS unit may push up prices by a relatively low 1,000 to 2,000. K.N. Radhakrishnan, president and CEO of TVS Motor Company, speaking to Hindu Business Line in February this year, said, and I quote, "All our models will meet the new safety norms. We will have either CBS or ABS, depending upon the category of the vehicle." Yamaha, on the other hand, already has these in place, is what their head said. The Hindu Business Live went on to say, and I quote, ABS and CBS have different functions. CBS will make sure that both the front and rear brakes are applied to avoid nosediving and get more deceleration than conventional brakes. In ABS, the wheels do not lock and this prevents skidding and allow handling while braking. ABS is more expensive than CBS. Large-scale adoption and local manufacturing of the systems, industry watchers believe, will eventually bring down the prices, but they do believe that initially it will be a hit to the consumer. Safety in India, incidentally, is believed to be a luxury rather than the norm.
Editors, pick of the day. Small bikes to cost as much as big ones, thanks to ABS and BS6. A Money Control exclusive.
BS6 implementation comes with its own challenges for the OEMs, that is, original equipment manufacturers. Some examples in India are Mahindra & Mahindra and Tata. There are, of course, constraints related to emission, concerns over fuel grade, automotive electronics and embedded systems related concerns, among many others. And we've also just spoken about the cost implications that ABS and BS6 come with. But functioning lungs and safer rides and longer lives are probably good things to get in the bargain, even if they come with a slightly enhanced price tag. Like they say, if you want to ride off into the sunset all happy and jolly, one basic requirement is that you be alive. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.